Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When you think of the word anamnesis, what do you think of? You know, that word sounds familiar, but it doesn't sound right for some reason. Or some of you might say, don't you mean amnesia? That mental state in which people forget, they can't remember their past? Well, the two are connected. Anamnesia is the opposite of amnesia. In medicine, this is a term that's used to refer to the history. Knowing the history of the case, knowing the history of the patient and the client. You can always tell someone who's new to a particular profession because they never ask you about the history. Or if they do, it's just perfunctory questions like name, animal species, age, reproductive status. But that's about it. But this isn't limited to the medical professions or the behavioral professions. You also see the same thing with inexperienced electricians, plumbers, tradespeople of all kinds, and teachers. They don't have the experience, so they think they don't need to know anything except whatever they were taught in their training. And when you're in this kind of mindset where you don't know the history, but you think you don't need to know the history, solving the problem boils down to fitting the circumstances into some sort of recipe, some sort of algorithm that you memorize during your training. The less you know, the less you can see, the easier it is to make a diagnosis and come up with a treatment. The other reason some people don't ask for a history is because they lack communication skills. This is another problem that often goes back to training and education. Teaching institutions are so hell-bent on stuffing us with facts and figures that they consider communication a soft skill. So you can be walking around with all this knowledge in your head, all this knowledge, let's say, in behavior, all those terms in your head, you know what they mean, at least on that particular day, but you don't know how to communicate with the person who has the animal. There's something rather sad about that. And what's particularly awful is how often, when we're on the receiving end of this, we feel like we've been reduced to a number or a problem, and we hate it. We absolutely hate it. What we want is someone who has excellent anamnestic skills. But we need to do our part too. If somebody asks us to fill out a questionnaire, we should fill out the questionnaire. And we shouldn't shortcut. And if we're on the other end of this, if we're the professional to whom the questionnaire is going to be given, we should read it. Getting the history is an art, it's a science. If you don't have a good history, you're just floundering around. You're just guessing. And you can just hope you guess right. The better the history you get, the more information you're going to have to put into your personal database. When you write up your case histories, or when you look back on that particular problem, you remember the warning signs, how things changed. You remember those things so that the next time it happens, you can treat the problem before it gets out of hand. Even after all of these years, I have yet to encounter a problem that I feel comfortable making any kind of accurate comment about unless I have a history. And it's because of this that I increasingly shy away from lists, and that I also resist people trying to get me to give them information in 5 minutes or less how to fix their dog or cat. They don't want to be bothered telling me the history. They don't care. But I care. Because without that history, without that foundation, you have nothing. That's probably one of the most valuable lessons that any newbie can learn.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.